This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the frauds going on in the name of digital arrests. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani yesterday, the Prime Minister stressed that the investigative agencies, along with the state governments, are working together to deal with such frauds. During his address, the Prime Minister shared a recorded conversation between a victim and a fraudster, illustrating how scammers forces police, CBI or narcotics officers to create fear and extract personal information. The Prime Minister outlined three steps to digital security to safeguard against digital fraud: stop, think and take action. World Animation Day is being celebrated today. During his address, the Prime Minister highlighted India's growing influence in the animation industry in the world. Mr. Modi called upon the citizens to strive to make India a global animation powerhouse. The Prime Minister exuded pride in the nation's youth for creating original Indian content that reflects the country's cultural heritage. In Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi spoke about the legacies of two great heroes, Sardar Patel and Bhagwan Birsa Munda, announcing a year-long celebration for their 150th birth anniversaries. Mr. Modi extended warm wishes for the upcoming festivals including Dhanteras, Diwali, Chhat Puja and Guru Nanak Jayanti. He also encouraged everyone to embrace the vocal for local mantra by supporting Indian-made products this festive season. Prime Minister Osmin Pedro Sanchez is arriving on a three-day official visit to India today. He will be accompanied by his spouse, Begona Gomez. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said that this will be his first visit to India. The visit of the Prime Minister of Spain is taking place after 18 years. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Sanchez have met several times on the sidelines of multilateral meetings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Spanish counterpart Pedro Sanchez will hold delegation-level talks and will also jointly inaugurate the Tata Aircraft Complex for the manufacturing of C-295 military aircraft in Vadodara today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded Karnataka Lok Sabha MP Tejaswi Surya for successfully completing the Iron Man Challenge, calling it a commendable feat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped that Mr. Surya's achievement will inspire many more youngsters to pursue fitness-related activities. The Ironman Goa 70.3 is a premier endurance event attracting athletes from over 50 countries. This event involves a 1.9-kilometer swim, a 90-kilometer cycling segment, and a 21.1-kilometer run, covering a total distance of 113 kilometers. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi's air quality index was recorded at 347 at 8 p.m. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that the air quality is likely to be in the very poor category till Wednesday. It has also been predicted that the air quality is likely to reach in severe category on Wednesday in case of additional emissions from firecrackers and stubble fire. IMD said that the meteorological conditions are unfavorable for effective dispersion of pollutants. The Indian Railways, in collaboration with the Ministry of Women and Child Development, have launched a revised standard operating procedure SOP for the protection of vulnerable children. The Ministry of Railways said the SOP outlines a robust framework for safeguarding children who came into contact with the Indian Railways. It also reinforces Indian Railways' commitment to prevent child exploitation and trafficking by providing a safety net for at-risk children who may have been separated from their families. To safeguard vulnerable children nationwide, anti-human trafficking units are to be set up in about 262 stations across the country. At the Japan Para Badminton International 2024, India star shuttler Sukant Kadam won a gold medal in men's singles and a silver medal in men's doubles alongside his partner Dinesh Rajaya in Tokyo. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.